The Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
See, I could teach them delusion. I just said I think the show's better than ever, so I can show them what delusion's all about. A.J. Buffetti is the name. A.J. was born without much of his left arm, and in a morning of amazing kids, he's no kid. He's college age, but with no wrist, hand, or fingers, just a nub near his elbow, that wasn't going to slow down A.J. He learned to swim. He learned to golf. He had great Lego skills. Buffetti's love for those toys sparked a fascination with building stuff. He's tried prosthetics, but many of them were heavy and comfortable and easily breakable. So, he made his own arm.
See? He could teach the aliens
he
a lot.
He made his own arm. This is a future of 3D printing, too. It's part of that story. But AJ, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, and thank you for having me on the show today, Steve.
Thanks for being on. You know, my knees aren't so great. Could you whip a couple knees up for me before noon?
I had some requests to try to work around legs, and that's going to be a lot of equations needed.
All right.
The support mass.
Now, the easy jump here would be, well, because you don't have an arm that you were naturally born with, you've thought about it your whole life, so this was maybe easier than somebody approaching this from scratch. None of this could have been easy.
Well, it's not easy building an arm.
There's your phrase of the day. It's not easy building an arm. So the 3D printer you used is from where?
Well, it's a 3D printer that uses FDM, or the process was, it's a filament deposit machine. So basically, it's little wires of plastic that we use to connect up, and it connects up to a cone that heats it up.
I've seen 3D printers work. This is at your college in Virginia, Tidewater Community College. I have seen, there's a 3D printer, for instance, at Wilson Sports. So they'll come up with a prototype for a baseball bat or a tennis racket or a golf head for a club, and they'll whip it up in the 3D printer. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where life is going?
Yeah. For where I was building the arm, yeah.
Well, I mean, in general, are we going to be able to build stuff on a 3D printer that's going to make life easier?
Yes, the 3D printing technology has been undergoing a rapid evolution since 2009. Like, where back then, say, 20 or 30 years ago, the technology was very bulky and expensive to have, and you can only just print out flimsy plastic models. But for this decade, we have 3D printing technology that can do a whole lot better, to provide a lot of strength to plastic and even easy for consumers to get their hands on.
AJ, how long did it take you to build your arm, and what is the functionality of your arm? What all can it do?
Well, for my arm, which I dubbed the light arm, it took about 5 months of development to build. Most of it was just free concept sketches that I used for either Autodesk or SolidWorks. And I was also working with my partner to perfect the design. So the first step was to make sure we get our equations correct, whether for like length and height and even like the surface area of the stub that I have. And then it took at least about a month of printing, where either the process could go for about a few hours for tinier parts or even take an entire day for larger parts.
Now, did you graduate from Tidewater, or is that this coming winter?
I'm actually in the process right now for graduating Tidewater Community College. They're doing the bureaucracy right now for sending the paper.
Sure.
I should at least have the paper in hand by fall, but I've been enrolled into a university recently for Old Dominion.
Oh, fantastic. It's a great school. Now, this seems like it's very marketable, like a personalized, customized arm. And I know the prosthetic companies and people that work in that field will go, well, Steve, that's what we already do. But this is something that you, as an experienced individual who has a specific need, you were able to develop something that works specifically for you. Is anybody doing that yet?
I have seen a few other projects that other people take on. There was one project from someone who was 10 years old that managed to build a 3D prosthetic that fires glitter out of the shape of a unicorn horn. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, I remember that. I do remember that. Yeah, that was a recent story.
Beth Tracy, the 10-year-old, beat me to something about fire, something out of an arm
already. It's nice. AJ gets all this done. He's going, that little creep is 10. Listen, it's an amazing story. And all I would say is when one of the tech companies comes along or a major pharmaceutical comes along and wants to offer you $500 for the technology, hold out because you've got a brilliant mind here. And you and your partner, I think, are going to come up with other amazing things to help help the world. So good for you, pal.
Thank you.
I appreciate you being on. AJ, you are the most valuable person on the planet.
Thanks for having me on your show today.